Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. Look in my eyes, what do you see?
The cult of personality. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
What's up, Central Iowa? Welcome to our Big 12 tournament preview installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Tron Smith, my man, this place heating up. It's March Madness. This place and you know the cake stand down in West Des Moines, they're going to be hopping Thursday at 11:30 with nutty Cyclone fans, you know, who skipped work. A lot of people have just gotten a vasectomy at the Iowa Clinic. And they are, you know, they're gonna be having some beers and watching the Clones on Thursday. Pumped up, Big 12 tournament week, a little spring football. We'll lead us off with, but man, it's a good time, man. It's a good time to be a sports fan.
You know, if you're a basketball fan, if you're a college basketball fan, you wait all year for March.
Yeah.
I mean, and so all these people, you keep telling these jokes about people having vasectomies.
Well,
you've started this trend.
Yeah.
Now there's lines of people here at the Iowa Clinic trying to get a vasectomy and get off work so they can watch college basketball.
I personally can't wait to get a vasectomy. I mean, I'm not at the point in my life where I need one right now, but when I do, Fails did it on the air the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to, because then I can be like, I can call up Luch, my boss, and be like, dude, I'm getting a vasectomy. You're going to have to find someone else. I'm going to be sitting in my easy chair watching the games from my living room.
But there's a lot of things, my friend, to look forward to. I just don't think that's one of them. You know, hey, whatever makes you happy, man.
Well,
you know
what? When I do get a vasectomy, it'll be nice and easy to cruise down the road of my Toyota Tacoma. Smooth ride.
Smooth as can be.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about all the bumps and bruises.
Maybe I'll have a Tundra by then.
By that time,
too.
You can have a Tundra. You know, it just takes your wife's Camry. I mean, that's the nice thing about Toyotas is there's always a smooth ride. And, you know, if you don't want that smooth ride, you want to go off-road and kind of jiggle those things around, open up some of the stitches there's always the brand-new 4Runner also. I mean, you can take that thing off-road and loosen all the stitches you want.
Or you could just drive a Dodge and not even make it off-road.
Huh?
No, I'll be driving the Camry down to Kansas City. Looking forward to that. Be a nice ride. All right. Want to start things off in our Big 12 tournament coverage this year is proudly we got a great sponsor on board because it's, you know, we're getting to the time, Tron, of the year where you got to do some landscaping. And if I'm going to go with some landscaping, I want to go with some people who have done it in Central Iowa since 1981. That is Country Landscapes. They've got the ultimate in custom landscaping, innovating design, quality installation, locations in Central, Eastern, Northern Iowa. They serve Ames, Ankeny, Des Moines, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, anywhere. They go to Marshalltown, surrounding communities, and their staff really loves to landscape. So help them out they want to help you out with all your landscaping needs. So Country Landscapes, again, proudly sponsoring our Big 12 tournament coverage. And we'll get to Iowa State assistant coach Matt Abdul-Massey here momentarily on the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Tron, I want to start things off. Brent Bloom will be here momentarily as well. Spring football started today. I know basketball's dominating the airwaves, but I feel like, you know, the people tuning into our program, they'd like to know updates on the Iowa State football team and open practice to the media going on right now. Obviously, I'm here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, but Jared Stansberry, our intern, he's there. He's got the camera rolling. We'll have complete coverage of everything that goes down with Mark Mangino, Wally Burnham. I assume both quarterbacks will talk. So we'll have all that up on the website later on today. David Irving, Rodney Coe, both out for spring drills. Both of them had shoulder surgery. in the off season. Now there's a couple of ways to look at that. You could do the spin way and go, wow, you know, the young guys are going to get some reps. This is bad news, though. It's not devastating. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make it out to be this huge ordeal. But two guys in Irving and Coe, neither one have had a spring at the defensive tackle position while playing Division I football. Those guys need reps, too. Again, I still have high hopes for them. I think that they both played pretty well towards the end of last season, especially Rodney Coe. But what's your reaction to that? Am I making too big? Because you've gone through spring drills. I haven't. Am I just blowing this out of proportion?
No, you're not making a big deal about it, but you did make a great point. I mean, there's a lot to learn for both of those guys still at that position. We're talking about a guy converting from running back and a guy converting from defensive end. It's just a different position when you get in there. This has always been a trouble spot for Iowa State, too, defensive interior alignment. Yep. But here's the best part about this. You know, this coaching staff, this defensive coaching staff, ever since Paul Rhodes has been here, one thing that we known for sure is that the defense is always ready to play. We question it year after year. You know, who's going to play here? Who's going to play there?
I don't even know who.
We say the same thing year. Right. You know what? Who knew who Jake Knott was when he got here? Who knew that Jesse Smith was going to make one tackle?
Right.
Who knew that Jeremiah George was going to turn out to be the guy he was? The point that I'm making is that this defense has not let me down not one year since they've been here, and I don't think Paul.
They were 107th in scoring defense last year, Tron.
Well, you know what I'm what I'm saying is that it should be a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, they're 107 in scoring defense because they play the whole game.
Yeah, exactly, because they never get off the field.
I'm just saying.
There. Again, not a huge deal, but clearly, you know, in Pieraca, a lot of those younger guys, Cousin, they're going to get some reps now. But I personally would rather have Coe and Irving out there.
Well, it's good that the young guys get reps, too. I mean, that's the thing.
You don't want to throw them in the gauntlet. They'll be better off for it in the fall.
You know, it's one thing the other two guys, you know, with Coe and Irving, they have game-time experience, and it's hard to simulate that game-time experience. So they have something that the young guys don't have.
Yep.
Spring ball, they'll still be able to, you know, they'll get it figured out.
I saw Coe today.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. He looks nasty, and that's
a good what
way.
We need.
He looks real good.
That's what we need.
Body. I mean, he looks like, you know, the typical like SEC D tackle is what Rodney Coe looks.
Now, no offense to Rodney Coe. Don't get me wrong with this next statement. Anthony Booker looked good.
Oh, well, yeah.
My point.
But Rodney Coe showed it. I thought the second half of the season
he was coming on.
He was really good.
You know, I'm just excited that we're talking football. To be honest,
Tron, you got two. When's the last time since you've been around? You can say Iowa State has two legitimate Big 12 defensive tackles start going into the season.
I don't think it's happened.
When's the last time
we started a football conversation talking about defensive tackles?
No, you're right.
I mean, it's usually linebackers and DBs.
Okay, other headlines from football today. Paul Rhodes, I thought he was great with his press conference. He was asked about the offense, and he joked that Mark Mangino has locked him out of the meeting room. Paul's way of saying, you know, it's a pretty hands-off deal right now. Now, clearly, that's not true. He was saying that in jest, but I do like the approach, though. You've got six new assistant coaches, four of them on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive side of the ball, everything's different because even the guy who sticks around in Todd Sturdy, he's moving from the wide receivers to the quarterback. So, what do you think about that? I mean, that's kind of what we thought would happen with Mark Mangino.
Here's the great thing about Paul. I mean, he's such. We all talk about how good of a guy, how great Paul Rhodes is, and he's showing it in that statement. That statement says more than you think. It's really saying, listen, I'm going to let this guy run the offense. He's did it before. He knows what he's doing. I'm going to step back and basically be locked out of the room. The best thing about this situation is you can look into this is that he trusts Mangino from start to finish. And when you can do that as a head coach and you allow a guy to run your offense, good things can happen.
Yep.
One thing we all know is that Mangino knows how to run this offense.
Hey, Tron, Mark Mangino once led Kansas to a BCS game.
Can you say that again?
Not Kansas State. Kansas.
And we're talking about Kansas football, right? Not basketball.
Yeah. We got a lot of young people on our website, and they have a hard time comprehending that Kansas once played in a BCS game. It was Mark Mangino who led them there. So that's definitely exciting. Breaking news right here across the – Internet, there will be a quarterback competition at Iowa State this offseason.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah. No,
there's going to be a competition.
There's nobody locked in. There's going to be a competition.
Wow.
It's wide open. There's four guys. They all have a shot.
I would have never guessed that ever in a million years. I thought it was locked out.
I do. You know what? From what I hear, and I really like Grant Rohatch. You know that.
Uh-huh.
I think he's got a cannon. I really like his aggressiveness. He will – there's no hesitation with Grant Rohatch, but I think Richardson is probably more of a contender here than most people are giving him credit for.
I think we fail to realize that the kid was actually truly hurt last year. And, yeah. I think it
Paul reiterated that today.
Yeah, we looked at what he put out on the field, and a lot of us, the guys that don't understand what's going on behind the scenes, didn't realize how much that kid was hurt. You know, here's the good thing. There is a competition, but you really have two guys that can go out there and get it done. And when you have that, you know, you go back to the Brett Meyer and Austin Arnott situation where you really didn't worry if Meyer went out because you knew Austin had the experience to come in and do that. That's a good situation to be in going into spring ball.
Yeah.
You know, I like Grant Rojas because he reminds me of Brett Favre. He doesn't mind letting the ball go. And I think we needed that last year. I think Quentin Brundage showed up to be the kind of receiver he was because of Grant Rojas. I think a lot of times in games, he just put the ball up there and said, okay, kid, you go get it. I think Sam will be the same way watching film from last year. Those two are going to help each other. They're going to complement each other last year, being able to watch each other's film and say, hey, this is what you've done that worked, and this is what I've done. So
okay.
I'm excited. Great news.
Matt Abdel-Massey is going to join us here momentarily. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I'm looking at a framed photo of Joel Lanning. I feel like we should at least mention the Ankeny native in our quarterback conversation. All right, time to open up the Hy-Vee hot seat. We're going to go live to Matt Abdel-Massey, Iowa State assistant basketball coach here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show, Big 12 tournament program. We're previewing everything coming up this weekend in Kansas City. Coach Abdel-Massey, what was your reaction with the – well, first of all, I'll put it this way, 8.9 on the clock, you're down four. Like, people are getting up out of their seats. The place is like a morgue. You've got an 89% free throw shooter going to the line, which, you know, you could say he choked, but that happens in that building all the time. What in the world? Explain your emotions throughout the last 8.9 seconds of that regulation on Saturday, my friend.
Well, I feel bad for those people that left. I guess they learned their lesson probably not to leave a sporting event that early, but it was as incredible of a turnaround that I've ever been a part of. You know, in the 4 years I've been at Iowa State, we've had some memorable wins. We've had plenty this year, but this one seems like it sits a lot more special just because it was at home, senior night, and to go out that way for our seniors was a tremendous feeling for everyone involved. And the way we did it, down 16, looked like we were dead in the water, chipped away, got the lead down really quickly in a 2 minute span and just grinded it out. And those are the wins you look back at wherever the season takes us this month of March and look back and maybe this is exactly what we needed going into postseason play.
Iowa State assistant Matt Abdel-Massey here on the Hy-Vee hot seat, Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show. Matt, I know that you're the guy who recruited DeAndre Cain to Iowa State. I've been very impressed with DeAndre throughout the last week. He made some comments after the Baylor loss about how basically he said senior day this year is for Melvin Edgem. That showed me a mature guy. You see Melvin Edgem win Big 12 Player of the Year by both the media and the coaches. DeAndre Cain was a guy who I think if you didn't vote him number one, you probably voted him either number two or number three. I think there are three or four guys who were kind of splitting up votes right there. But I've been very impressed with how DeAndre has kind of taken this in stride. Can you give the fans listening an inside look at those two and how, because, you know, they've split a lot of attention this year. A weaker, a less mature basketball team, I think maybe perhaps would let that get to them. But these two guys really seem to work well together and appreciate each other.
Well, I mean, you're talking about two mature kids, especially DeAndre, mature in the sense of his age, his experience, and Melvin mature in the sense of being able to have the experience of playing in the Big 12 setting for 3 years. We knew, and I knew specifically when we were getting involved with DeAndre, that we were going to get a special player. Someone asked me the other day, did I know he was this good? And yeah, I mean, I did know he was this good. The kid averaged 15 points per game since his freshman year. He's always statistically put up these type of numbers. Now, the question was, is could he do it at this level? And the answer that we felt was yes, and that's why we took him and we did our background work. And the one thing that I knew about DeAndre was how competitive he would be and how well he would gel with the guys we have on our team, because they're talking about a very competitive group that hates to lose, really spearheaded by Melvin and George. And adding a DeAndre Cain to the mix, we knew it would take our team to a whole new level. And it's been a great feeling knowing a kid like DeAndre had this opportunity come to him, because he's a great kid, deserves it, works his tail off. And then when you talk about Melvin, I mean, there's really no word to describe what he's meant to this program. Our first four-year player since we've been here, which is saying a lot, because our roster, it's almost gotten to a point where it's like an NBA roster. People come and go every year, and that's what our success really hinges on, is the transfers have been a big part of that. But to have the cornerstone of everything we've done up to this point, with Melvin being the most consistent because he's been here for all 4 years, it was a great feeling seeing him walk out with his family, getting to see him play at Hilton Coliseum. He epitomizes what a student-athlete's all about. He epitomizes what hard work does, because he's steadily improved every single year he's been at Iowa State. So it's a special thing with these two seniors. Not every program has two guys like this that are relentless in terms of doing whatever it takes to win basketball games. And that's why it's really fun going into this postseason play. Not that in the past we felt like we couldn't get on a run, but I'm serious in saying that it wouldn't shock me if we do something absolutely extraordinary this March.
Hey, Matt, you know, this is a great example of big-time players making big shots in big games. I mean, Naz Long comes out, and I know Coach Hoiberg talked about his confidence and how that's changed. I'm going to go back to last season watching Naz Long. I like to call him Nazareth because that's a cool name. I like that. It's Nazzy, whatever you want to call him. But I remember last year, you know, you always seen the kid. You knew he had a nice stroke to it, you know, a nice motion to his stroke, but that confidence was lacking. What did he do in the offseason that propelled him to where he is now? Because there's no shame in this kid letting the ball go, and it's all confidence.
Well, I mean, in order to be really confident, you have to get the opportunity. And last year, he didn't get those minutes, and this year he did. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for him, is he's actually getting that stage where he can go out and show his ability to shine in that big moment. And he's taken it and run with it. I mean, he's had some games where he struggled, and then the following game he somehow bounces back and makes a huge three at Oklahoma State that forces overtime and keeps us alive. And then, of course, to cap it off on Saturday on senior night, what he did. You know, we are blessed as coaches here for Iowa State men's basketball with kids that work really, really hard. On an off day, when you go to the office and we're sitting up there, and you look out your window and you see your guys getting in extra work, getting shots up, that's a great feeling. And it's a culture that Coach Hoiberg has really instituted from day one. The player development side is absolutely huge, because that's an NBA thing. And it's translated into the win-loss column. What we've been able to do these last 3 years really has only been done one other time in Iowa State history. And it's not stopping now. This whole rebuilding thing that fans like to throw around, I would probably say this: you probably should be patient and wait till April, May, June to really decide what our team's going to look like, because we'll always have some trick up our sleeve where we're adding a DeAndre Kane with a tremendous group of guys that we already have on our roster.
Matt, can you get the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year again?
Yes, we will.
I'm kidding.
He just said it. Yes, we will. He's on the record.
I like the confidence.
As long as Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State, we'll win Newcomer of the Year every year.
Love it. I love it. And Matt, everyone makes that, especially here in the media, and myself included, makes a huge deal with depth, and I think actually overrates the depth argument. But you get into the Big 12 tournament, and if you do well, you have three games in 3 days. Is that something that's made too much out of, the whole tired legs thing, or is that something that you have to conserve energy in games one and two, and so you have something left on a Saturday?
I don't think there's any exact science to it, but I would side with you, Brent, where I think it's somewhat of an overrated thing. At this point, you know, 7-8 guys that you're playing, what it gives is solid chemistry on the floor. It gives consistency. And at this point, you want your guys out there making the plays that they're capable of, not subbing them in and out every 3 minutes. And we feel like our 7-8 guys that we have played consistently up to this point give us the best chance to win these basketball games. But with that being said, we can call anybody off our bench and know that they're going to be ready. And it's been proven with some big moments where guys have come off the bench and given us a play that has helped us win basketball games. So, you know, I don't he's clearly, I hate to use this term, but, you know, you take it one game at a time. You know, luckily playing that early game on Thursday, you're really getting more than a day of rest and preparation because you're going to be playing that next night at 6. So that's one benefit to it where it's not as quick of a turnaround in terms of time off in between games. But, you know, like I said, I think it's somewhat of an overrated thing, especially at this point going into March.
All right, Matt. Coach Hoiberg, George Niang, pretty much all the guys have said that you're the most physical game that you guys played in all year was a couple Saturdays ago at Kansas State. What going into the Octagon is it's a pretty tough thing to do. Obviously, they only lost once there in Big 12 play this year. That was on Saturday to Baylor. Do you anticipate that type of physicality on a neutral floor with Kansas State? And if so, you know, how do you guys how do you adjust to that based off of what happened a couple Saturdays ago?
Well, one thing they've proven is at home they seem like they really get up in you and pressure you, and on the road they've demonstrated that it's maybe not as effective as it has been at home for them. But at the end of the day, it's a neutral court. They're going to have great fan support. We'll have unbelievable fan support. And we know at the end of the day that the physicality of the game is going to be there. They have some grown men on their team, and we feel like we have some grown men on our team that aren't going to back down from the battle that's going to be on hand on Thursday morning. So it's evident that's probably one of the more physical teams in the Big 12, and we know that they're looking at this as an opportunity to improve their seeding in the NCAA tournament, and we're doing the same. So it'll be a battle, and I'm confident that our guys will definitely rise up to the test of battling back, because they have a very sour feeling from that loss at Kansas State, because we felt like we let that one get away from us.
Well, it's gonna be a wild tournament, Matt. I think a guy could paint a legitimate picture of where, you know, the 8 and the 7 seeds could potentially meet in the championship game on Saturday. I mean, that if that doesn't tell you about the depth of this league, what does? I mean, my gosh, it's amazing what Oklahoma State and Baylor have done in the turnaround. And even a team like Texas Tech, I mean, they're the 9 seed, and they've gone in. And, you know, they upset a team like Oklahoma and Norman. It's going to be a dogfight.
No, it sure will. I mean, there's a reason why it's the best conference in the country. There's a reason why they're saying 7 teams are going to make the NCAA tournament. The crazy thing is West Virginia is good enough to win the thing. If that's the case, then there's 80% of the teams are going to make the NCAA tournament. And the fun thing about this conference is it's not stopping. This isn't just a one-hit deal. No. I mean, this is going to continue for years to come. We have such great young talent spread across the league. We have teams improving. And that's the great thing about it, because it helps us. Come NCAA tournament time, when you're 11-7 in this conference, that's pretty good, and that's going to help moving forward.
Matt, we appreciate your time. We will see you on Wednesday at your shoot-around, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Matt Abdelmassey, you were letting him off the Hy-Vee hot seat here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's our Big 12 tournament preview. We do it each and every year. Bloom, you're the basketball savant, I would say, of all of us.
Nice. Inflate the ego.
Brent Bloom's here, by the way. Welcome.
Speaking of basketball.
Well, I was going to make a point.
Okay, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to refute your savant status, because I just had to play an intramural game, and I went about 0 for 8.
That's why you're late?
Yeah.
For an intramural game?
Yeah.
Have you guys won yet this year?
Your team
we were tied every time.
You guys lost because the team forfeited?
Yeah, pretty much spread it. Anyway, continue with your point.
No, I'm just looking up and down at these teams.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State takes a step back next year.
Yes.
Texas Tech gets way better. TCU can't get any worse.
They've got four guys sitting out that are going to be good.
They're not
like Iowa State's crew from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But they're still pretty good.
Iowa State has a possibility to be better next year. I would say the possibility. Who knows?
Yep.
Kansas State, I think, will be better. They've got Marcus Foster, who could be the best player in the league next year. Kansas is Kansas. Oklahoma will absolutely be better next year. Texas will absolutely be better next year. They return everybody. And West Virginia will have potentially the best backcourt in the league going into Matt's exactly right. This league isn't going anywhere. It's just going to get tougher.
It's scary, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's good this year, I don't know what it's going to be like next year, because You're right. Oklahoma State takes a step back, but that's pretty much it,
that's it.
In the entire league. And this was already the RPI number one conference in America, with 70% of the league making the NCAA tournament. That's just silly.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So Iowa State could be picked like sixth next year, and that's not a slap in the face.
No.
Because
which is probably where they're going to be. When you lose Edgemon Cain,
natural.
You can't blame somebody for putting them there.
No, that's why this week's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be fantastic for some time to come. So I'm pumped up. This is the best time of year. Kansas City is the best place for the Big 12 tournament. And is it Thursday yet? I'm ready to go.
Ready to roll. All right, we got to take a quick break, gentlemen. I want to give a shout-out to our good friends over at Mr. B Clothing at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. Tron, you're all decked out today. Why don't you get down
straight from the office.
Timmy Sitzman, Mr. B Clothing.
I would, but, you know.
You're a little too big.
I got to be tailored, brother.
You're one of the
well, look up. I'll give my guy Timmy Sitzman a call. Down there on 86th Street, we'll get you hooked up.
I'm with it. Let's roll.
All right.
Tron's one of the few people who can make a vest look good.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Many, it takes
Tron rocks
to do that. Yeah, you look good, big fella.
Well, thank you, sir.
Tron
thank
rocks
you.
It. Again, Mr. B Clothing, 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive, one of the first advertisers we ever got at the website. They've stuck with us. Why, Tron? Because it works.
That's right.
It works. Mr. B Clothing, 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive. Got to take a break. Come back. We're going to break down the Big 12 tournament bracket. We're going to go in-depth right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend, Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural High V Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. This place will be hopping on Thursday, 11:30. Iowa State gets the early tip, the 4-5 game in the Big 12 tournament. Clones, Wildcats. Looking forward to Thursday and all of our Big 12 tournament coverage and the NCAA tournament coverage brought to you by our good friends at Country Landscapes. Tron, do you do any landscaping?
I do.
You're more of an indoor guy. You're...
Well, you know, I like to do a lot of my own work, though. Yeah. I mean, I did my own landscaping in my house.
But you could do it better with Country Landscaping.
I could.
I've seen your landscaping.
I was going to tell them I would rather have.
My point is, Tron, I've seen your landscaping. It's average. If you want it to be great, I got a number for you.
Oh, thanks. What is that number?
1-800-794-9795. CountryLandscapes.com. You're not going to be able to miss it. All of our Big 12 tournament coverage brought to you by our friends at Country Landscapes. We look forward to working with them during the Big 12 and the NCAA tournament. I'm telling you, Tron.
My landscape is average.
Scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 6.
Thanks, Chris.
No, it's a 6. It's above average. It's like
your
a
friends
C+.
Tell you that your work sucks. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I said it's average.
He's honest with you.
He's way over there average. But I bet he would
Country
be right
Landscapes would make it a 10.
I think they would. I do agree with.
Absolutely.
Let the professionals take care of it, guys.
And you don't even have to break a sweat. You
can there you go.
Sit there
That's
and
the key, buddy.
Kick your feet up and have a cold Bush Light, and you watch them do the work.
Or a real beer.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Big 12 tournament. Got about a half hour left in the program. I want to really dissect this bracket. And first of all, let's just attack Iowa State first before we go to the rest of the league. Bloom, quickly, you've got an update on Embiid for Kansas. What's going on there? Because he hurt his back against Oklahoma State a few weeks
back. For the second time this year.
Yeah, so, and it's been a debate.
And he had a bad back in high school.
And I'll say this. I didn't think, like, a week ago, I was like, this won't be a big deal. They're just messing with us. He's going to play. I don't know about that now. What's the update?
Well, the update is, he got a cautious okay from the Kansas doctor to resume activity. But Embiid's family says, I don't know about that.
That dude's got to make his money in the league.
So they sent him, his family, with Kansas's approval, sent him to L.A. today to go to a back specialist out there. Anytime you're dealing with a back and a specialist flying halfway across the country, that does not exactly inspire confidence. So I think if he goes, he's been doing some like light pool work. But to throw him into the Big 12 tournament, which for them is relatively meaningless, because they're probably a 2 seed.
Regardless.
Either way.
Yeah.
They could win it and maybe get a 1, but really this year a 1 and 2 is about the same.
Especially if they lose to Oklahoma State, a team with a reputation as being hot.
And so if you're Kansas, you're going to be a top seed. You want to hold Embiid to 100% as long as you can. And I don't know if it's going to worth their while to risk him getting hurt in the Big 12. If he does play, he will not play more than 15 to 20 minutes per game, I bet, which will open the door for Oklahoma State in that first game because they were really good when Embiid was out of the game down in Stillwater when they beat them. I think Oklahoma State, straight up, and we'll get there, but I think Oklahoma State wins that game.
They might be favored.
They could be favored.
In that game.
The 8 seed could be favored, but so, it doesn't sound good for Embiid, which is a big problem for Kansas because here's the deal. They still have talented big guys. You Tarik Black, Traylor, are good, talented guys. However, when they catch the ball on the post, you do not need to double-team them, which forces everybody else to make shots well guarded. Iowa State got demolished both games because they had to double Embiid, which leaves open wide open shots for Andrew Wiggins and Wayne Selden. Those guys are a lot better when they're not guarded. You take that defender now guarding those two, their offense bogs down quite a bit, not to mention you remove the rim presence on defense. Kansas needs him if they want to make any type of run in the NCAA tournament. Otherwise, I think they're just like a Sweet 16 team.
And I think Self is smart enough. I mean, we all know the coach he is. He's a great coach. I think if you don't need the kid, and to be honest with you, I agree with you, Bloom. I don't know that they need to even worry about the Big 12 tournament. My question is, if they end up in the championship game, does the kid play if he's available?
I don't know why you would. If you don't play him at all in the first two, there's no let him rest.
I mean, I had this conversation earlier, and I thought to myself, you know, kids go to Kansas because they want to say they want a team that doesn't lose. You know, you don't just go to Kansas and sit there. Bill Self doesn't cross me as a coach that says, if we win or lose, I don't care. He just doesn't come off to be that type of coach.
Sean, why'd they go to Kansas? They went to Kansas to make some money. Well, you're not going to blow out your
back. That too.
But, well, I'm not, and I don't mean insinuating that they're paying him.
Take it however you want to take it.
But you go to Kansas so you can be high profile. He's done all that. you got to get healthy, man. You got to get drafted. You got to make that money.
Well, it sounds like his family's coming in and doing the right thing if that's the angle they're going by, saying, you know what, Kansas only paid you. I mean, Kansas didn't pay you any money, so you need to sit out and make sure that we're. But, you know, that changes because I was under the impression that maybe the kid doesn't go to the NBA this year.
Well, he knows that if he's the number one pick and if he continues to have back problems, whether it's this year or next year, teams are going to get extremely scared. Remember Greg Oden?
Yeah, I watch him.
You can lose a lot of money by taking a big guy that has health problems. So if he's in the top three at all, you have to go out. I know he wants to stay in college, but financially it may not make sense. But, Chris, that's why you make a great point. The NBA is on his horizon. It obviously is. The last thing you want to do is get hurt for the third time in a year.
Absolutely.
In the Big 12, and it really doesn't get you anywhere. So I would be really surprised if he plays much at all.
So if he has a bad back and we get into the NCAA tournament and that is still a conversation, does he not play in the tournament?
I think you've got to play. I at some point, if he's able to play a little bit, he's got to go out there. I don't think he's at risk of injuring it more, but it's more than just like a low back sprain. There's something structurally wrong. Because, I mean, you're talking about a 7-foot kid who's pretty light, so he just doesn't have the core strength in his back. And until he builds that up, I think this could be a recurring
problem. And I think this is a great example of him not playing basketball. What, has he played 3 years now?
Yeah.
It's just a different sport. You're using different muscles.
He played like soccer, right?
Yeah, I think that's what he's running into with this back.
Caller called in. He didn't want to be on the air, but we did have a caller call into the Hy-Vee hotline. 515-284-5966, of course. Wanted to know who pays for Embiid's special doctor visit. I would assume the family.
I would
right?
assume his family.
If they wanted to, because KU has their doctor. I mean, we've seen this type of situation before with even like Royce White in the, you know, if you want to go to your, if you're gonna, I would assume, again, this is just an assumption, but if you're not gonna, if you want that second opinion, you gotta.
I would
pay
think
for
it's his family, and from what you read, if you get into depth with this kid, it's not like they're in poverty or anything. They're a pretty well off family.
Yeah.
So I was, and it's great for his family to do that. Again, I mean, I guess if it was, you know, I have two boys, and if that was the situation, I want to make sure.
And you never know if the doctor gives him a discounted rate. Maybe he's a Kansas fan or something.
Or maybe, yeah.
There's all sorts of insinuations going on here. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Special Monday night. We'll be on the air the next two Monday nights after this from 6 to 7. NCAA Tournament Preview Show, and as well as hopefully a Sweet 16 Preview Show as we get ready for March Madness. All right, so we can start to dissect our way through this bracket. Let's look at Iowa State. So from an Iowa State perspective, I think we've all made it pretty clear. I've been saying this all day. If I'm Iowa State, I'd much rather see Kansas in the semis than Oklahoma State for the reasons we just spelled out. But also, I mean, think back, guys, to the two wins over Oklahoma State this year. Listen, the whole cliche, whatever, it's hard to beat a team three times. It's damn hard to beat a team three times when you had to go to triple overtime with them the first time. They took you to overtime in your home court, and it took a near miracle final 9 seconds of that basketball game. If I'm Iowa State, I don't want any part of the Cowboys.
I don't either, especially if Kansas isn't going to have Embiid. But I'll tell you this, I'm a little selfish, man. These have been two great basketball games. When you get games like that and you get matchups that just come together, it's like the perfect storm, and it's really fun to watch. The big key is back to what we were talking about. If Kansas doesn't have Embiid, that's the game I want to see. I think it's payback, payback, payback.
Seriously, think about this. Oklahoma State is the 8 seed. Baylor.
These were going to be
the 7th seed.
They were going to be the team.
I'm telling you, there's a pretty realistic chance that the 7 and the 8 can meet in the championship game. Am I a nuts, Bloom? You're going to go all anti-Scott Drew on me. You're not going to give me any credit for what he's done for rebuilding this team throughout the season. Go ahead, kill your boy, Scott Drew. I'm here to give him a hand pound. I'm going to tip my hat to Scott Drew and say he's done a nice job turning this program around this year.
For him to get to the final, he'd have to go through Rick Barnes and Lon Kruger.
We're talking about Lon Kruger.
It's Lon Kruger. I mean,
those are your coach of the year in the media, and one of those is the coach of the year by the coaches.
Lon Kruger might be top five coach in the history of the game. I say that with sarcasm, but
Baylor's good. I think their road's a lot harder than Oklahoma State's, to be honest, which is weird considering Kansas is there. But I'll say this about Iowa State, whether you want to see Kansas or Oklahoma State. Either way, it's a difficult game. I know Embiid doesn't you'd rather have them not play. They're still a really, really talented team that plays defense. Iowa State, when they played Oklahoma State, and you saw them really attack in the second half, has been able to get to the rim because they do not have a big guy. George Niang really struggled in the first half, but once they got him going up in Ames on Saturday, they had no answer for him. And then Kane was getting to the basket as well. I still prefer that matchup over against the Cowboys and the Jayhawks because I just don't think the Cowboys guard as well.
Does both of you watch a lot of pro ball? Wiggins. See, I didn't get to watch Saturday, so I'm really leaning on you here, Bloom, for this because I was at Hilton. Does MB being out make Wiggins better? Does it make him more dangerous? Because that, from what I've seen, that's what scares me because all of a sudden I feel like MB, or Wiggins, excuse me, is playing like that chip on your shoulder LeBron type player that everybody built him up to be.
Dude, I'm serious. I watched Wiggins. That wasn't the same kid. This kid was—he was on a mission. Mm-hmm. I'm a big LeBron fan, and when everybody started talking about Durant being an MVP, he was a different player. He looked totally different to me on Saturday, even though they lost the game. And that's why I say I think the kid's ready for the NBA. You score 41 and your team still loses. That's NBA stats there. He is. I think he's a more aggressive player when Embiid's not in the game.
The guy should be a senior in high school. I mean, people forget that he comes in with all this hype, but he's 18 years old, and he actually declared he graduated in high school in 3 years, so he could get to college sooner. Yeah. So then he could go to the NBA sooner. He's a young guy. He's finally starting to figure it out. But I think more on Saturday, he was really good. But when you give him more opportunities for shots, it got him going a little bit, and he got into a rhythm.
He didn't take many shots.
Well, I think he was really aggressive, though, too.
Yeah, he was aggressive. He takes 22 shots. That's a lot for him.
Well, at one point, the kid makes a three-pointer and then stays down to steal the ball and then dunks it. This isn't something that we've seen from just the aggressiveness of this kid.
Oh, I know, and it was just a matter of time. I mean, the talent, he can do stuff that no other player in America can do at the college level. It's just a matter of time. I still think, yeah, you're afraid of him going off, but I'd much rather have just Wiggins instead of Embiid and Wiggins.
515-284-5966. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline. Steve is on the line. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about DeAndre Kane. I know it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the Big 12 tournament, but
it's okay.
Just been thinking about how valuable he was to this year's team and getting us to where we are. But I think he's almost as valuable or more valuable for the future of this team. I mean, if you look at Monty Morris, he was able to gradually come into the Big 12 and how the Big 12 feels and gradually come into it, and you've seen what he's been able to do. Now that he's acclimated, what can he do next year as the full-time point guard? I just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
That's a really good point right there.
You know, Steve, I'll start out by saying this, man. It's absolutely has everything to do with the Big 12 tournament because this kid has come in and made a true factor. And I'm glad that you brought up the fact of Monte Morris. I think earlier in the season, Morris was in an interview, and he was commending DeAndre Kane for who he is. Anytime you can get a veteran guy that's been there before and understands the ropes, and you get a young guy in, you see a major difference in this young kid. That was a great point by Steve. He's done more for the future. But he's done a lot for right now also.
Iowa State, if they're going to make an extraordinary run like Matt Aldemassi said in our first segment, DeAndre Kane's the X factor, I think, more than any other Cyclone because he gives them something that George and Melvin do not, and that's the ability to get to the basket whenever he wants. This is how good he's been this year. He averaged 2.5 more points than Jamal Tinsley did his senior year, 3 more rebounds than Jamal did, and had the same number of assists as Jamal Tinsley, who was a first-team All-American. I mean, statistically, he shot at 8% better than Jamal did his senior year, and his three-point percentage was way better than Tinsley as well. I mean, he had a year which it kind of got overshadowed because Melvin Edgem was obviously just at that level of greatness, but he had an all-time year for an Iowa State point guard. And without them, they're probably an NIT team.
And, you know, here's what else I think we fail to realize about this kid. He comes into someone else's team. You know, he comes on to Melvin Edgem's team, to Georges Niang's team, and he's okay with coming in and saying, you know what, I'll play whatever fiddle you need me to play. I'm fine with doing that, and took that role. No, you know, I was really worried about the clash of the Titans with this guy coming in saying, listen, I've been here before, you follow me, that kind of deal. But it was just the opposite. He came in, he meshed perfectly, and it's been just brilliant.
And Tron and Chris, he's the biggest key for K-State because he's another guy that will give them problems. He's so big, they don't really have a big defender they can throw at him. He was great down there in Manhattan. In the last 7 games, DeAndre Kane has averaged 21 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He's got to keep it up in that dogfight on Thursday.
Well, he's, DeAndre said what he got here. He came here to win. That's a direct quote. And when you win in college basketball, I'm assuming he's referencing March, and he's never had this opportunity. Yep. So he's going to be a very determined young man later on this week in Kansas City. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do so, I want to give a shout-out to my guy Glenn Waterhouse over at State Farm Insurance. I actually reached out to Glenn on Friday, getting some quotes on some insurance, some good quality State Farm insurance. Former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse. Give him a call at 515-223-5566. Again, 515-223-5566. People always ask, hey, how is your website free? Well, it's because of our advertisers, so if you want to keep it free, we suggest you helping them out. Glenn Waterhouse is one of those guys. Everybody has insurance. You might as well get a quote from the guy. Come on. His ads are all over Cyclone Fanatic. Click on it. It's going to get you everything you need. GlennWaterhouse.com. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to make picks. We're going to go game by game through the Big 12 tournament. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. iowarealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, home of the Paul Rhodes Pizza, a little Hoiburger. We got to come up with some other really clever names. You know, it was easy.
The Abdul Sammy.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
I was trying to get him to do the Otzel Burger, and he left.
Matt can't leave. That's
no, yeah. Matt, you got to stay if
the Abdul sandwich.
Yeah, if we're gonna get you a sandwich named after you, we're trying to get one for Walters.
You know, he deserves
John
one.
Walters comes here all the time. He lives right across the street. He loves Benchwarmers. You know what I love is golf. Love it. It's
golf weather today.
Yeah, it really is some golf weather, Bloom. We got to get out there sometime soon. We all three of us really like to get out there and play some golf. It's how we relieve stress, have a little fun, have a few cold beers. In order to do that, you've got to have the right equipment, and that's where our friends at Golf USA in Ames is going to help you out. Drivers, full sets of irons. They've got Cyclone apparel, which is huge. If you're a Cyclone Club member, and I suspect many of you listening to this program probably are, you can get 10% off of items in the store if you bring in your Cyclone Club card. So going to Golf USA, it's right down actually right now. Go on into Golf USA after you go buy yourself a nice Wilson Toyota. And take the money that you save on your vehicle because you shop it at Wilson Toyota and buy yourself a new set of golf clubs. Now that's a heck of an idea. That's a heck of an idea right there, Tron Smith.
You know what? And here's the nice thing about most of these Toyotas. You get two sets of clubs, all that kind of great. In the new Corolla. I know you keep telling them. Going on this Corolla.
The new Corolla. I mean, you're obsessed with it, Tron.
You know, I encourage everybody listening. I'm serious. You got to drive this thing. You keep giving me the
but
look,
people say
but you
it's
have
too
to drive it.
In the past, you always said it's too small, but apparently they've redesigned this.
I'm comfortable in every seat of that car.
Wow, and you're a big guy.
And I'm not the smallest guy in the world.
You got a text from my buddy Tyler. He's already heading down to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. He's driving a Camry that he bought at Wilson Toyota.
Very smart man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, there you go.
We'll take everything in on trade, too. We take it all, Dodges, Chevys, Fords.
Yep.
We even tow them if we have to.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Bloom's a Camry guy. Well, Bloom will be riding down with me in the Camry to Kansas City here tomorrow night, actually. No five questions tonight, but we're still going to be doing a little Capital Orthopedics. We're going to put you all on the spot here. Five questions by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine. What we're going to do is we're going to make our picks for the Big 12 tournament, which obviously starts starts on Wednesday night with actual legitimate interesting games for once on Wednesday night. Usually those are dog
games.
Well,
there's one interesting game.
Yeah, any game involving TCU is not in it. But it's Baylor. It's Baylor.
Sure, you never know.
If there's any team that's going to blow that, I don't care how hot they are, it's Baylor. Right?
True.
Do you remember Baylor laying an egg the Perry Jones year down there? I mean, they didn't even show up.
Just a second ago, 40. Baylor was going to be playing in the championship.
Hey, we're going to get to our picks. Don't spoil the picks. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine bringing us our Big 12 tournament predictions. DSMCapitalOrtho.com. State-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy. We got a little rehab. 515-440-2676. DSMCapitalOrtho.com. All right, let's just go. Anybody picking TCU to beat Baylor? Anybody? Give me a little auctioneer. Going once, twice. We all like the Bears. 6 o'clock on Thursday. I don't think Texas Tech can beat Oklahoma State the way they're playing right now, but boy, isn't it ironic that that Marcus Smart and those kids are going to have the third shot at superfan Jeff Orr and the Red Raiders in the season.
The only interesting part of that game is if Orr shows up courtside.
He can't go to games in Lubbock, but he can go to Kansas City.
That's true. That's true.
No, I think Oklahoma State's on a mission. They've won 4 of 5 since Smart returned. Their only loss was actually in Ames, obviously, on Saturday. Tech just does not have the firepower to stay with them. The last time they played, Oklahoma State won by 25, and I think that could get out of hand, actually.
How about we see Orr next to T-Boone Pickens? Just see what happens. Let's just put a camera on him. Let's just let it ride. Anybody?
No.
All right.
No. No.
Let's just go right at it. 11:30 on Thursday. Game 3 of the Big 12 tournament. Clones, Wildcats. I like Iowa State in that one. I think that was probably the best-case scenario for Iowa State as far as matchups go, in my opinion. Texas has size. I was really leery of Iowa State getting the 3 seed just in case somehow Oklahoma State snuck up into that 6 seed. They obviously didn't, but the way this thing is playing out with Embiid, I like Iowa State in this 4-5 game against Kansas State. Tron, who do you like?
I'm taking Iowa State, too. I think it's a good game. You think about it, they didn't play well down at Kansas State, and it came up to be a terrible game. I think no one but DeAndre
Payton
actually showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those games. And, you know, we're the same thing. We're like Oklahoma State. We're on a mission. I agree with it. The game the other night just really propels them forward with nothing but confidence. I want us to go down there and actually show up. My only question about this game is how physical the refs are going to allow it to get.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Other than that, I take the Clones to win this one.
And traditionally, on neutral court floors, officials are more apt to be whistle-heavy, which actually favors Iowa State because K-State can't get away with stuff. K-State really struggles to score. Away from Bramlage Coliseum this year, I think they've had 2 games where they've scored 70 or more points. That's the number. If Iowa State gets to 70, I think they win. It's good. It's a dogfight, though. K-State can guard you. Second in the league in field goal percentage defense. I mean, Iowa State's going to have a fight on their hands because that's how K-State plays. But if Iowa State gets to 70, I think they win and probably win by 5 points.
I think we see a little more Daniel Adozie on Thursday against that matchup.
I think if they're going to play physical, I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I agree with you. I think if they're going to be
physical,
they've
been getting into foul trouble, Brent.
You know,
it's been worse here.
I wouldn't be
I'm not saying play him 10 minutes. I'm saying play him 5 and maybe you save a foul here.
It all necessitates on those fouls. If Niang can stay out of both of them, him and Edgem, stay out of it, they're going to play as much as possible. But, yeah, Chris, if they pick up that second foul, Adozie's not a bad option.
I like the way Adozie plays. Now, Fred likes having 5 guys on the floor who can score. I get that. But if you – I don't have a problem at all with Daniel Adozie being out there late in the half, saving a foul or two. He's going to work his butt off. He can get you some rebounds. He's no threat to score whatsoever. But if it's one of those deals where just get us to halftime and keep Melvin Edgem or George Niang on the 2-foul line, I'm all for it. All right. Kansas, Oklahoma State. Oh, boy, Brent Bloom, who do you like?
I just don't think Kansas has a lot riding in this game. I mean, they've been really good in the Big 12 tournament. They've won 6 of the last 8. Nobody last year was within 15 points of the Jayhawks in Kansas City. But they just don't seem into it. They're all eyes are on next week instead in the NCAA tournament. I think Oklahoma State is more determined. By the way, they got 2 pretty good guards who were awesome up in Ames.
Markel Brown is so underrated.
But nobody talks about him. But I think Oklahoma State wins that.
Tron?
I don't think so. I know last time we had this conversation, you guys were right. Oklahoma State, the last meeting, did win that ball game. Again, I'll go back to Kansas. Kansas is a team. You know, guys go there because they don't like to lose. And I think this is a statement. Yeah. This is a statement game, if nothing else. I think Kansas shows up.
I like Oklahoma State there. I like the hot hand right now. I think the talent is there, and they're finally playing the way that they were supposed to play all year against a bit of a frazzled Kansas team without potentially their most valuable player.
Which could be poking a sleeping bear
We saw it Saturday with Andrew Wiggins.
I mean,
Tron, I don't ride the fence, man. We're being bold here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio program. Oklahoma and Baylor. I'll give you my pick. The Bears. And I love Lon Kruger. I'm a Lon Kruger disciple, one could say. But I'm going to keep riding the hot hand. I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears.
I'm taking the Sooners.
All right.
I told you last week that I thought the Sooners could show up in the championship game. I'm taking Lon Kruger. Listen, this young kid they have, the young shooter.
He'll.
Dude, listen, his gums are hanging out.
He looks funny, but I'm going to tell you this, when he
goes to shoot that ball, it's got a statement to it.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking OU, baby.
I just realized I just picked Scott Drew over Lon Kruger. You're going to regret that. I have like a pale look right now. My stomach's upset. Bloom, who do you got?
Well, Oklahoma plays at the fastest tempo in the league. Baylor's right behind TCU as the second slowest.
Intriguing matchup.
It's all about who has the tempo. I just like Lon Kruger. I'm sorry. I can't pick Scott Drew.
You know that.
In that matchup. I think Oklahoma wins.
I'm a self-proclaimed Kruger disciple.
I'm
with Tron. I think the Sooners are the most dangerous team in this tournament.
Woo! It's getting nuts here.
I want to write this on the wall you actually just took.
We really got to move. We only have like a minute left. Give me Texas over West Virginia. Anybody object to that?
Too big.
All right. And give me the Baylor Bears over the Texas Longhorns to advance to the Big 12 Tournament Championship. Who do you guys
Oklahoma.
You got both of the Sooners in there. I like Oklahoma State over Iowa State in the semis. Gentlemen, do you object?
I object. I think Iowa State scores it better than Oklahoma State. I think Iowa State gets to the final.
All right.
You know what? I think so also, but I think they'll be playing the Kansas Jayhawks.
Okay, so you've got Kansas and Oklahoma. Who's your champion, John?
Well, I don't have Kansas and Oklahoma. I have Iowa State and Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so of course, if my clones are winning. I think this is like the 5th year in a row Tron's picked the clones to win the Big 12 tournament.
If I keep picking them, eventually they have to do it.
I hope you're right, buddy. Bloom, who do you got to win it all?
I think Oklahoma wins their first Big 12 tournament since 2003.
Wow.
So that means you're taking the Bears?
I've got Oklahoma State beating Baylor.
You got that night.
I've got the 8-7 game. Riding the hot hand. You got to let it ride, baby.
I got Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you're going to go home and have a nightmare about that.
Too much faith in Travis Ford and Scott Drew.
Hey, wow. Give credit where it's due. I'm going to get killed on Fanatic later on for this.
Deservedly so.
Thanks to everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Again, our Big 12 tournament coverage coming up this week. The Bloom Big 12 blog. It's going to be a hit. Country Landscapes up there in Ames. They're hooking us up with the Big 12 tournament coverage. Thanks to Vince Formers, Wilson Toyota. We'll be back next Monday from 6 to 7.